بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah An-Nas is the last chapter of the Holy Quran. According to narrations, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas were revealed together with a difference. That in Surah Al-Falaq, we are asking for protection with Allah from external evils. And in Surah An-Nas, we are asking for protection with Allah from internal and hidden evils. Surah An-Nas starts off with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Say, I seek protection with the Lord of all the people. The word Rabb means nurturer, the one who takes care of us, feeds and protects us. Allah is the real Rabb of people. The next verse says, Malikin Nas, the king of all the people. When we think of a king, we think of a ruler of a country or something. Allah is the real king, not just the king of a country, but the king of the entire universe. The next verse says, Ilahin Nas, the god of all the people. We are asking Allah to protect us with three of his magnificent attributes: Ar-Rabb, the nurturer; Al-Malik, the king; Al-Ilah, the god. But protect us from what? The next verse explains: Min sharril waswasil khannas, from the evil of the temptations of the khannas. The word khannas means to hide and come back, and that is Satan. He comes and tempts us to commit sins, and then hides, and then returns again, over and over. So this verse means, we are seeking protection with Allah from the evil tempter who runs and hides when Allah's names are mentioned. The next verse says, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, the one who tempts into the hearts of the people. He tempts evil things and suggestions that may tempt us in committing sins. The next verse says, Min al-jinnati wan-nas, from the jinn and the people. The jinn are another creation of Allah that we cannot see. Some of them are good and some of them commit evil. So now we know that waswasil khannas, the evil of the whisperer who keeps coming back, can also be from the jinn and from the people. So from the start of the surah, we are seeking help with Allah with three of his attributes: Ar-Rabb, Al-Malik, and Al-Ilah. Sometimes waswasa can lead us in rejecting these three attributes. Sometimes from this waswasa, you may think you are the Rabb or nurturer. These temptations got you thinking as if you are the real nurturer of your children or the real nurturer of your garden and so on. Sometimes from this waswasa, you may think that you are the Malik or the king. These temptations got you thinking as if you are the king of the neighborhood or the king of the house or king of my room and so on. Sometimes from this waswasa, you may think you are the Ilah or the God. But in reality, the only God you have taken is your desires. Just as the Quran says, have you seen he who has taken as his God his own desire? When we say we are seeking help with Allah in this surah, we are saying in Rabbin Nas that we accept Allah as the real Rabb and nurturer, and we hope for his guidance. When we say Malikin Nas, we must become obedient to our true King in all matters. When we say Ilahin Nas, we need to worship Allah truly and avoid worshipping ourselves and our ego or others. A person who truly believes in these three attributes of Allah will crush the ego and will be safe from the evil temptations of Satan, the jinn, and the people who tempt us into committing sins.